This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. Well, I'm happy to be back after a little bit of a break, focusing on some other projects and working on different kinds of things. And I'm back with a new wrinkle to our podcast. There is a platform that has been created by one of my former students. I've mentioned before that I was a high school guidance counselor for a decent period of time, and one of my former students approached me with an idea with regard to a platform that helps fans of content creators get topics and things that they're interested in having the content creator do. So it's called Mirror Social, and I'm going to be utilizing it with my podcast. I will put the link in the description and with all of the social media posts that I make about these episodes. And I want to support my former student, but also give my audience what it is that they are looking for. So you make a challenge to a content creator. In this case, it would be me. And you would contribute monetarily to that. And if I accept that challenge and I do the thing or the topic that people are interested in, we would be able to distribute those funds. So it's called mirror-social.com, and I'm going to be utilizing it with my episodes moving forward. Today, I wanted to talk about a topic that I think is important, and I think it's important in our current climate because we live in a world now where we define things like friendship and people that are closest to us differently than we may have before. And we define these things through social media or through online means. And what does it really mean to be there for someone? So I think we always need to show up. We always need to show up for people. And what is it that that means? What does it mean to show up? Well, first off, it means to physically show up for people. So when we have the sense of what it is we're doing when we, quote, show up, oftentimes that means we physically show up somewhere. But what are things that we can do in order to show up for the important people in our life? Because too often we make empty statements like, if there's anything I can do for you, or please tell me how I can help you. And a lot of times those are just words. We say these things to people. We say, I'm going to show up, or I'm going to be there for you. And one of the things that I think I've learned over time is words are great. Words are a guide to what it is that we are going to do. But it's really all about actions. I have mentioned this in previous podcasts before that we want to be people of action. So showing up for somebody is really about actions. It's really about what is it that you are doing that is providing a person with the feeling that you are going to be there for them and you're not just going to say things like, I am here for you, or is there anything I can do? Sometimes we just have to do. Sometimes we just have to do things for people. Sometimes we have to give them the tools for which we are going to utilize to do it for them. Because sometimes when we ask somebody what it is we can do for them, that creates pressure. I've learned this over time. Sometimes we will ask someone, what is it that I can do? And that puts the person on the spot that they have to think of something for you to do. And over time, as we get to know people, I think that one of the things that we can do, and it's kind of ironic, given the title of this podcast, is that we can pay more attention. We can pay more attention to what it is that people actually need. Because sometimes we do things for people that are convenient for us. And that's not to say that these things are bad or that they're wrong. But when you really boil it down to why is it that you're doing something for someone? Why are you showing up? Are you only doing it because it's convenient for you? Are you doing it because it makes you feel good? What is it that you are actually doing for the other person? And sometimes the best thing we can give other people is time and opportunity. The first thing being time. Doing something for someone that creates time. Providing somebody with something that allows them to utilize the time that they would have otherwise been doing the thing you do for them to be able to do something else, whether it's get work done, pick up their kids, or, God forbid, take a minute for themselves. Can you provide somebody with time? Time is one of those commodities that is very difficult to provide to another person, but by showing up, what you can do is provide someone with time that they otherwise would not have. The second thing is opportunity. Can you show up for somebody by giving them an opportunity that they would not have previously had? Can you give someone a chance to accomplish something or to do something? And maybe do that completely altruistically, right? Do it in such a way that doesn't necessarily benefit you, but provides that other person with a chance to succeed and give them the opportunity to do something. And the next piece of this with regard to showing up is physically showing up. One of the things that I think gets lost in this world of technology that we live in is we think that we're showing up when we provide certain gestures. Listen, text messages are great, and I utilize them, and we all utilize them in certain aspects of life. If we can't physically be with somebody, we text them. We write something on social media. We FaceTime someone. And these tools are excellent and they are wonderful and they provide people with the sense that we are thinking of them. But it shouldn't be our only mode of showing up for people. It shouldn't be the only way that we do this. It could be a part of the way we do this. There are a lot of people in my life that I text and I check in on and see how they're doing. But that can't be the only way we do it. We can check in on people throughout the course of a week, and then we want to physically show up to show them that we support what it is that they are doing. We want to physically show up to their events and their things and their activities and all the different things that they do. We want to do this for our coworkers by showing up to presentations that they have. We want to do this for our partner by showing up to something that's important to them or providing them with the opportunity to do something, and you are accomplishing something in their place, in the home or outside of the home or whatever the case may be. We want to show up for our children and go to their games and their activities and their events. And sometimes it's not physically possible for us to be able to do that. And we utilize these other means, texting, social media, to show people that they're important to us, but it can't be the only thing that we do. That's a supplement to actually physically showing up for people and showing them that what they're doing and who they are is important to you. So as we show up for people, we want to provide them with the opportunity to be able to do other things. We want to give them time to be able to utilize to accomplish those things. And we want to physically be present for them when something important is happening. And listen, we can't always do that. It is an unrealistic expectation to assume that we are going to be able to show up for people physically every single time that something important is happening. But we want to make sure that we do to the best of our ability to show up in some capacity, whether it's physically showing up, which is something that we should do a majority of the time, whether it's providing somebody with a nice message or a nice post or something of that nature to show that you are thinking of them and show that what they are doing is important to you. But we have to be realistic with ourselves. And we don't want to be somebody that constantly tells people we're going to show up and then we don't. Because physically showing up for someone is not always what it is we need to be doing. Sometimes we need to provide a person with helpful actions that show them that they're important to us, but also provide them with that time and opportunity. I said something way, way back in a different podcast. Do stuff. Don't just say stuff. And by showing up, we are doing. Sometimes we say things. Words are good, but words need to be followed by actions. It can't be all words. It can't be all things are great. It can't be all you're doing a good job. That can be part of it, but that can't be everything. We want to physically show people that we care, and we want to be present for them. And again, there are times when we're not going to be able to be, but we want to set the expectation that if we can physically show up for somebody, we will. And if we can't, we're going to do everything to the best of our ability to provide somebody with comforting words that will be followed by actions at some point in the future. We all need to learn this, and we all need to think about what it is we're doing to show people that are important to us that our actions are going to follow the words that we say. And many of us don't do this. I didn't do this in certain aspects of my life. I had to learn. I had to learn that you can't just say things. I had to learn that you have to do things. Words are good. Actions need to follow. And actions are better. Words are good. Actions are better. And actions must follow words. We can't just constantly say things and not back them up with actions. And how we show people that they are important to us is that we say we are going to do something and we do it. Or we just do it. There are definitely situations in life where we should just do things. I'm sure there are times when we want to ask questions and say, is this okay? Is that okay? Sometimes we just need to eliminate the fact that the other person needs to think about something and provide them with the comfort that we're just going to take care of it. Because when we ask people when they're in a situation that is stressful, what it is we can do for them, sometimes that adds to the stress. You obviously want to ask questions where you can, but sometimes it helps to just do things and not have the other person have to worry about it. There are certain things that you may have to ask them what it is you need to do. But if you can get to a point where you can provide that comfort that something is just going to be taken care of, it provides that person with a level of safety and de-stressing that they may not even know they needed. And that's how we show up. We always want to show up for people. We always want to show them that what they are doing is important to us. And when we can't, we do the best we can to provide them with those words, and we follow up with actions later that are going to reaffirm the words that we said. I'm sorry that I couldn't make it to this, or I'm sorry that I couldn't do that, but I'm going to do the best I can to do this next time, and then actually do it. Because words don't mean anything if they're not followed by actions. So actions are how we show up for people. Actions are how we show people that what they are doing and what they are feeling and what they need is important to us. And sometimes we have to give people the roadmap to those actions and tell them, I'm going to take care of this. You don't have to worry about it. And then have that person feel the confidence that you'll be able to do that. But that comes with time and trust and experience with someone. Sometimes in the workplace, if you say, I got it, I'll take care of it, some people may be looking at you like you're crazy because they don't know if you got it or you're going to take care of it. But once you do those things, and once they see your actions a couple of times, trust and experience is developed. With our kids, with our partners, we have to develop trust and experience with them so they know when we say, I got this. They have faith that you do actually got this. But it takes time to build that trust and experience with someone. And how do you do that? You always show up. So, show up for people. Show them that what they are doing and what they are feeling and what they are experiencing and what they need is important to you. Words are good. Actions are better. And words need to be followed by actions. And in order to know the words to say and the actions to perform, you have to pay attention.